Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
All right, I'm just sick of it, sick of it, sick of it, Michelle. It's all about diets.
Oh, I know.
Oh, God, that word. Oh, look, I've already broken out into hives. They're all over my body just saying that word. I'm just done with it, right? You know,
right.
I mean, everything I've ever written, this whole issue of diet. And one of the things I love to do on Her Radio is to bring on board experts to help us understand, why does your diet always fail? Dr. Nicole Avena is a research psychologist, neuroscientist who is an expert in the fields of nutrition, diet, and addiction. She's a faculty member at the New York Obesity Research Center in Columbia University, and she is the author of a fabulous book, Run Out and Get It Now, Why Diets Fail. First, thanks for being on with us, Dr. Avena, and we want to ask you that big question. Why do they fail? Why
so
should you never be on another one? Yes. Welcome
well,
aboard.
Thank you. Well, I'm happy to be here. And I think, you know, I'm so glad that you're talking about this, because this is really the question that all of us have. How come, despite all this great information that's out there, all the literature, all the books that are out there that tell you how to lose weight, how to keep it off, how to be healthy, why can't we stick to it? Why do all these diet plans just fail? And so the title of my new book is Why Diets Fail, and we think that the reason behind this is because, well, it's twofold. One, people go on a diet, and that suggests that they're going to go off a diet, and that's not how it works. If you want to have a sustained, healthy weight, you have to make a lifelong change in the way that you eat and the way that you think about foods. So that's first and foremost. The second area of it is, I think that many diets fail because people don't always understand that if you're in a situation where you're overeating junk foods and processed foods and you just suddenly start to eat healthy, it's going to take time, and your brain and your body need to adjust to that addiction that might have been taking hold of you while you were eating unhealthy.
Well, you know, you've got everyone and his brother out there. Michelle, haven't you and I just talked about this incessantly? It's almost become a joke. You know, someone's on a gluten-free diet, someone's on a paleo diet, someone's on Atkins, oh my God, it just never ends. But one of the things I think that your book, Why Diets Fail, brought up really nicely is that so many people dance around the sugar issue. In other words, oh, sure, you're on the paleo diet, but you're still, you know, rampant in tons of sugar, and you don't even realize it, and it goes on and on. So what about that sugar issue, and how does it figure into why diets fail?
Yeah, so I think that the research is suggesting that sugar plays a big role in this. We see from the studies that have been published that sugar can affect the brain in ways that's similar to what you'd see with addiction to a drug like nicotine or alcohol or morphine. It can cause alterations in the brain that make you want to continue to eat sugar and eat more and more and more. And so this, compounded with the fact that sugar is everywhere, we see it hidden in lots of different foods. We live in a society where we're constantly pushing food on each other, and food is basically everywhere. We're constantly being bombarded with stimulation and encouragement to eat sugar. And so I think that also contributes to the reason why many diets fail, because we constantly are being tempted to go off of our healthy eating pattern because sugar is really just in our face all the time.
So how do we fix that with the sugar? Because I know for me, I was so addicted to sugar until I read Pam's book, The Hunger Fix, and then that cured me of my sugar habit. But it took me a while to, you know, wean myself off. So what are the ways in which someone can wean themselves off? Are there steps that they can take?
Yeah, so in my book, I talk about a five-step plan that's called the Sugar Freedom Plan. And it's really important, and I'm glad, Michelle, that you mentioned that it took you a while to wean yourself off. I think a lot of people think about sugar as being addictive and then think, well, if I'm addicted to something, I need to quit it instantly, like you would if somebody was addicted to drugs or alcohol. But I think sugar's a little bit different because, like I said, it's so popular and it's in so many things that we eat. To just quit it instantly is pretty much impossible because, you know, it's in many foods that we don't even know it contains sugar. Right. And so I think it's important to go through the steps, such as identifying the foods that contain sugar and then figuring out what substitutions you can make and allowing yourself the time to do it slowly. It doesn't have to happen overnight. The point is that you're going to make incremental changes in the way that you're eating that you're going to stick with, and so that that way, eventually, you'll be able to find yourself completely sugar-free.
And it is amazing that you can be sugar-free because, I mean, you get to a point where you don't crave it anymore, which is really fascinating, I think.
I think so, too. And I've had people tell me that, you know, having been eating lots of processed food and sugar-rich foods, when they do go sugar-free, they start to taste the sweetness in foods that they didn't realize were sweet.
Yes.
Like certain fruits, even carrots. You know, our tongues become so desensitized to sweetness because we're constantly eating sugar. And so if you stop eating sugar for a while, you'll start to taste things differently.
So you're looking at about, say, giving it 3 to 4 weeks for sure to be able to begin the big time adaptation to that switch over to a different sense of sweetness. Because I notice a lot of my patients say, you know, after about a good 3 to 4 weeks, if they were re-exposed accidentally, say, for instance, the refined sugar tastes terrible. It tastes kind of uber sweet. It doesn't taste right relative to an apple, an orange, or a carrot.
Yeah, I think that's, I've heard the same thing from patients as well, and I think that, you know, that just underscores the fact that you do need to give yourself time. Our brains and our bodies need time to adjust. Things aren't going to happen overnight, but like I said, if you make steps in the right direction and stick with them, over the long term, it's going to add up.
If you had to say just the one thing out of everything that would explain why diets fail, just one big chunk, what would it be?
I think the reason why diets fail is because of the term diet. I think that that term in our society has become a term that's associated with a temporary situation. Like I said earlier, people think of a diet as something that they're going to do for a few weeks to fit into a bathing suit, and then they'll go on vacation and enjoy themselves and eat and drink as much as they want. But that's not how it works. We really need to make permanent, sustainable changes in the way we eat and the way we think about food and the way we think about what it means to be on a diet. A diet is the way that you live and the way that you eat, not what you're going to do for a few weeks to lose a few pounds.
Oh, boy, have we been played and manipulated by the media. Because
no,
everywhere you look, right, Michelle? I mean,
yeah.
When I was over your place, we're flipping through magazines. And, I mean, every 5 minutes, it's you can make this monster change. Look, drop 20 pounds in 2 weeks. Everything will be fine. And women holding jeans out to the wall, you know, and saying, I used to wear it. I mean, what we're doing is we're setting up false expectations. Those are basically lies.
People up for failure, right?
Well, and certainly not sustainable. And I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Vina, a central piece of what your mission statement here is in your book, Why Diets Fail, is sustainability. Is that correct?
Exactly. And, you know, I think we need to realize it's not just about the food, but it's all about the psychology as well. It's about, you know, taking time to reevaluate our priorities.
Right. Absolutely.
Taking time to prepare the food and eat the food. And
you
so,
got it.
There's a lot that goes into it.
Oh, gosh. This has been so wonderful. Thanks so much, Dr. Nicole Avena, who is a neuroscientist who's written this fabulous book, Why Diets Fail. I'm Dr. Pam Peake, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.